I was telling about that fat man who got caught by the Indians. He had been fighting with an Indian tribe, and another tribe came along and caught him, and because he was fat, they got him ready for the pot. They were going to cook him, or roast him, or broil him, or something, and he didn't like it a bit. He was full of darkness because he was surrounded by Indians, bloodthirsty Indians. You didn't know that American Indians were cannibals. Well, they were. Get acquainted with history. They were bad. And he had a reason to be full of darkness. He really did, like you. When you get your thermometer and get your doctor book and get everything, you can certainly be full of darkness. And when you look at yourself and your own weakness and your own nothingness and your own inability and your own weakness and your own sin, you have a right to say, "My Lord, wretched man that I am." And so was he. And they were having a good time with him. They were carrying on their war dances with their tomahawks. They were jumping around him, you know. They thought, well, we're going to eat him, but we might as well have a feast before and work up an appetite. So they danced around him. And his heart sank, and the perspiration stood out on his brow. And he was thinking of his wife and children and of home. I think he came from Germany, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, now he was in America in the jungles, and Indians dancing around him. And one of them came up to him with a knife and threatened him. Well, he almost died from fright. And the more scared he was, the more these Indians rejoiced. You know that that's what the devil's looking for? You know that you make the devil happy when you howl and you growl and you grumble and you murmur? The Bible says, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation." And when I keep my eyes on the captain, my heart is filled with faith, praise God, because then I see not only a champion, not only a victor, but my victor. Victory is of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Oh, I am the devil.
Well, hallelujah, I didn't know you were so far away from Billy Graham.
Brethren, he had reason to be frightened. He really did.
And all at once he cheered up, and all at once his face lit up, and he wiped his brow. Ha, ha, ha. He began to laugh, and the Indians couldn't understand. And one of them went up to him with his knife and threatened to scalp him. And what did he do? He took off his wig and handed it to him, laughingly. And now these Indians got frightened. They were so scared.
They'd never seen anybody scalp himself, and as easily as that.
And they couldn't frighten him anymore. And what had happened?
He had looked up, and up in one of the trees, in the foliage, he saw a red feather. That was all. Just one red feather. But he knew that red feather was a signal. And he knew that the trees were full of his friends. They had come very silently to rescue him, and they all crawled up into the trees. And he knew they all had their arrows trained on his enemy. He knew that that red feather told him that whole story. And that red feather took all the fear out of his heart. What is it that takes the fear out of your heart?
Well, the fever descended from 185 to 135 overnight, one brother told me. Well, that's a good sign, isn't it? Feels much better. That red feather did it, beloved. And in a few seconds, all his enemies were smitten. Most of them were dead by poison arrows, and he was free. But that red feather, that sight of the red feather, and Jesus Christ says, if your eye is single, your whole body will be filled with light. Why? Because here's the light of the world. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?